Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot them like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. And it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too smart. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, choose picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Joining me, your co-host, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, wrestling fans.
Yes, Yeah, you in for a treat. We got the hottest tag team all over the Northeast. And they the MCW tag team champions, Savantry, the team of Malcolm Moses and Bishop Khan.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Everything good. Fellas, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yes. Definitely by any means necessary.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes. And, what was like having that accomplishment being MCW tag team champions?
Well, it was an accumulation of hard work and determination. So it's very joyous to win it, but it's even better to be able to defend it night in and night out.
Yes. Definitely. You joined the elite, definitely, of title holders like the Ghetto Mafia, Black Wall Street, Dudley Boys. It goes on and on, basically.
Correct.
Yes. Yes. Were y'all both wrestling fans growing up?
I was around five when I started watching.
I think I started watching when I was like 10, right when DX and Attitude Era started.
Yes, that was definitely the Attitude Era, basically. When wrestling was hot, basically, right there, and it's coming back to that forefront also.
Yeah, it's a lot of opportunities presenting itself these days. So I think wrestling has a very bright run in its future coming up.
Yes. What was it like training at MCW wrestling school?
It was tough. There is no off day. You come in, you work. Now, the whole goal is to get better. And the faster you pick up, the faster you can start working shows, which is the ultimate goal for anybody. But at the same time, you need to make sure that you're developing the skills correctly and you're not rushing through things. So while it's a great thing and it was tough and it was rough, it was also beneficial to make sure that you took the time to understand what was going on and to be able to do what it is being taught in the ring, but you being able to pick it up and do it yourself. That's my opinion.
Definitely hard work. That's pretty humbling, like coming from athletic background, just kind of starting all over from like this zero floor, having no knowledge of wrestling and like the skill set and like just learning how to lock up and do all these little intricate things. It's definitely humbling for sure, but a lot of work, but it pays off and it's gratifying.
Yes, was yes, Dan McDivitt definitely put on good shows, and also wrestling schools. A lot of graduates, and I'm going to companies like Ring of Honor, WWE, and others. And what's your what you think about Dan McDivitt?
Without him, we wouldn't be where we are. So I'm thankful for him wanting to start the school back up, because, you know, for a while he closed the school down. But he wanting to see guys properly trained and to see guys doing things correctly. That opened doors back up, I believe, in 2014, because that's when the first class came through. I know I started in 2015, so I was about the fourth or fifth class when they reopened, which was after Patrick and Leo, because they were in the first class. So I know when I got there, I got to train with them for a little while before they went on the bigger and better things. But once again, that wouldn't have been possible without Dan. So very grateful and thankful for what he's done and what he's been able to provide.
He definitely just wants to see us all succeed, and he does anything that can, like, open doors for us, networking opportunities. He just wants to help us get the most out of our careers in the wrestling business.
Mr. Khan and Mr. Moses, what some wrestlers have had come to light moments. They had, like, a particular match or a particular, like, something happened in wrestling to get them to say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do for a living. Do you have coming to the light moment? You know, what match or what wrestler did you see makes you say, you know, I'm going to do this for a living?
For me, seeing the WWE documentary on Seth Rollins, the 24, the day that came up, the moment that ended, I was online looking at wrestling schools. Like, something about that documentary, just seeing, like, how much passion he had, it's kind of reignited something in me that I had as a kid. And I was like, I got to do it. I at least got to try. And here I am.
For me, like, I loved wrestling growing up. But, of course, you know, I went to college, and I wanted to do college things. So wrestling kind of fell at the wayside. Once I graduated and I came into the working world, I just wasn't satisfied. So I literally asked myself, like, what is it that's going to make you happy? And that night I turned on Raw. Hadn't watched Raw in about 5-6 years, but I was able to just pick back up on storylines, pick back up on who's who, who's what, and I was like, damn, this is the thing that makes me happy. So it was right in that moment that I know I started researching schools and figuring out where I wanted to go. And then eventually I found myself in MCW.
And did you two have the backing of your family? Because I guess some families say, you know what, you know, some families will not back their children. When their children come, you know, the children will, you know, will come to them and say, you know what, I'm going to be a pro wrestler. They will look at them like you're crazy. What, how does your family respond to you becoming, you know, to come into the world of pro wrestling?
I mean, like you said, like when you tell them that you want to do this pro wrestling thing and they're like, the thing on TV? And like, yeah, what you see on TV. And like, but these guys are like famous. And I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure they had to start somewhere. But at the same time, at the time in which myself and Bishop joined or started training, you know, I was a full-fledged adult. I paid my own way. I didn't ask family for a dime, so it wasn't like they could stop me. And I think at first, when you're just paying your dues, they're kind of like, all you're doing is going and setting up a ring and tearing it down and getting home late and not being home. But little did they know that that's just part of the work, you know, that's just part of the game until you get to a place where you can start working matches on shows and you start winning championships if you're blessed to ever get to that point. So, I mean, even though we're still young in our careers, we're starting to see the benefits of paying our dues. But, like, that comes with sacrifice. And while family doesn't always understand the sacrifice, it's the dream that we're chasing. So hopefully at some point they'll just understand that this is their dream and just let them be.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And like Malcolm was saying, myself also went to college and got my degree, so after graduating, being an adult and having my own finances, and I can kind of do what I want, and them seeing us succeed and be put on show, like making shows and finally the titles and seeing all this thing, all this hard work pay off after 11 hours not getting paid anything and tearing down buildings and whatnot. Like I think they see that like we're finally making something of ourselves, so they're even more supportive than before. But it's just the grind. You got to show people and prove them wrong.
I like that. I like that. As a fan, I have more respect for you too, what you're going through. I appreciate that. Much props to the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. When y'all be preparing, you know, when y'all start training, what type of music y'all listen to? What artists?
I listen to everything from Big Crit, Drake, to like classical music, depending on what I'm doing during the day. Like working out, you want to listen to hardcore gangster rap. That's what I like. And then I can go home when I'm on the cool down, listen to some R&B the weekend, Division. And then when I'm working during the day, listen to classical music, just kind of everything. But big fan of hip hop.
Yeah, I'd have to say the same. I'm a huge Crit fan. But sometimes I like to listen to Christian. So like my favorite band is Jesus Culture. So sometimes switch it up and listen to them. They give me the good
music. Jesus Culture is good. I like them too. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes.
They actually had a tour not too long ago, and I missed it because I had a show. But, you know, that's life.
Yeah. You guys been feeding with the Hellcats. And they're like a little fly that fly around your head, you swap them away, they still keep coming back. How are you going to end them once and for all?
I mean, at some point, you keep running, you keep poking the giant, and you're going to wake the bear up, right? The beast. So,
yeah.
If they keep coming, bad things going to happen. So, that's
my, by any means necessary, man.
They are so annoying,
yes.
I tell you.
Yeah.
Well, what, I know your wrestling career is really, I mean, both your wrestling careers are, like, really young, but did you meet anybody that's been in the business for, like, oh, like 30 years? Because a lot of people, a lot of wrestlers, former wrestlers passed through MCW. You met any, you know, wrestlers? Who stood out in your, who stood out the most? Like, did you meet, like, Ric Flair, talk with him, or what famous wrestlers you saw on TV that you met so far?
Well, unfortunately, MCW bringing back legends for most of our shows. Getting to meet Mark Henry was a great experience. But then also for me, I grew up off the Hardy Boys, and I think the first or second show I got to do security, I met Jeff and Matt Hardy, and I was just like a little kid again. And just talking to them a little bit about the business, that was like a dream come true.
Man, so many people have come in and out.
Yes. What was that experience working for Ring of Honor, doing a couple of their TV tapings? What was that like?
It was fun. I'm not going to lie. I think we both were nervous walking out, you know, first time on a brand that's on TV, you know, you don't want to mess up. But the second we hit the stage, it was just like, okay, we've been here before. And I know for me, all nerves just went away and it was just time to work. So it was fun.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, the crowd, great crowd response. They're clapping for us. And, yeah, that just goes away once you get in the ring and you got to be on.
Yes. What was like to work with Beer City Bruiser and Brian Melliman?
Big guy.
Yeah. We're pretty much used to being the bigger people in the match. But it took like minds to come together to take them on, man. Like, you can't be scared of two guys, and they are bigger. So it was a good challenge. Good learning experience, I'll say that.
Also, you had a dark match with Mike Pearl and Addison. What was it like working with them also?
That was pretty interesting. You know, those guys are pretty hot right now. They're doing a lot. Again, it was fun. We went out there, didn't back down from them. And, of course, they didn't back down. You know, like the crowd was into it. We did out there and had fun, along with Joe Keys and Ken Dixon.
Awesome, definitely. And I definitely like the work you do with when y'all first started with wrestling Chuck Lennox and Androlix also.
Yeah. It's nothing like working with a vet that'll teach you real quick.
Right. Also, y'all have interest of working overseas also, like places like Japan, UK, or it called?
No, SOS is down and travel. So we'll work anywhere.
Yes, it's definitely a lot of opportunity out there. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. Do y'all currently watch the product of WWE or Impact or even even ones like Major League Wrestling?
I'll be honest, I don't have a chance to watch as much TV, period, only because of the way we train, and then I just have a day job, so I'm training, I hit the gym, then I got to go and hit the bed and get up, or after training, hit the bed, get up early in the morning, go to the gym, so the only free time I have is pretty much on the weekends, and we're working in the ring then, so I try to catch a little bit here.
Right.
And I'm trying to put them on the top of just picking up the products and just messing on top of everything, but it's a grind, work, training, gym every day, and then shows on the weekend, so just trying to keep up with the headlines.
Right. And what's your thoughts of working with any top guys in the business that you haven't worked with? Who would y'all like to face?
Currently we're in the Future of Honor, which is an affiliate for ROH, so I would definitely like to work with Briscoe at some point in time. To put us in there with the best, actually, because the way we look at it is if they're better than you, then that means you got something to learn, and it also means you haven't arrived yet. And the last thing I think we want to do is to get to a point where we get complacent, because when you get complacent, that's when you start giving up and you start looking like you did yesterday, and that's never good, especially in this ever world of changing. There's so many guys competing for jobs, and everybody's hungry. Everybody's trying to do something. So if you can keep evolving, you'll definitely have a job somewhere, which is the ultimate goal.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yes,
definitely want to tell you the details, though, being on wage.
And I also noticed more at MCW basically is one of the top indie promotions out here that will have more African Americans as title holders than more on the Northeast.
In my opinion, I just think it was a timing thing. It was just one of those things where it's at this time, this is what it is, not taking anything away from anybody. I'm very happy to see how many African Americans are holding titles in the company. It was something that we never saw. We didn't see coming because, of course, we're just trying to achieve, on our own, but to see others of the same persuasion doing well, you can't help but be happy about that.
Yes. Yep. Black excellence, definitely.
Absolutely.
Also, They shall also have the chance to meet with other legends also from MCW that they brought in as well, like the DDPs or the Scott Halls of the world.
Yeah, I met Scott Hall and Kevin Nash a couple times. Met Ric Flair, Sting. No, Bishop said Mark Henry, Coco Beware, Hacksaw, X-Pac, Billy Gunn. It's actually been a lot of guys. It's been a pleasure just being in this position to come up in this company and to see where it was, see where it is, and see where it's going. And the fact that we're able to bring in seasoned veterans, superstars that we watched growing up, that's a blessing because not everybody gets a chance to be around that type of talent.
Yes, definitely. It fits in right to MCW wrestling, definitely, with all with legends. It's like the past, present, and the future, basically, all in one promotion.
Correct.
Yes.
Gentlemen, we're going to have, promote. You're a promoter. You're going to promote a dream match. What tag team dream match would you promote if you had a choice? I mean, any tag team from the past, or some or any tag team that's on TV right now, or any tag team that's around in independence. If you were going to do a tag team dream match, what two tag teams would you like to see?
That's a good question.
I know one thing that we've kind of been talking about that we would like to do eventually is a TLC match.
Yeah.
So I know growing up in the early 2000s, Hardys, Dudleys, Edge and Christian, like WrestleMania 17, that'd be kind of quite an experience.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask me right now if I wanted to, I mean, just right now, today, bring on the Dudley Boys, you know. I think that would be a pretty fun, interesting match.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind seeing you two guys go against The Bar and WWE, Sheamus and Cesaro. I think that would be a dream match. Well, can you two go against The New Day, you know? But The Bar, I think The Bar would be a better match, better dream match.
By any means necessary, that encompasses any opponent as well. It doesn't matter for us. We'll get in the ring with anybody, and we'll take them on.
Yes. Did the name, your ring name came from Malcolm X, paying tribute to him?
Literally Malcolm X and Moses.
Yes. Would you like to plug any of your upcoming shows for the fans out there?
We're continuing the MCW Winter Blast Tour. So this Friday, We're in Felton, Delaware. That is at the Delaware Auto Exchange. I believe that show starts at around 7:30. And then this Saturday, we are at Manchester High School. I believe that's in Manchester, Maryland. I believe that show starts around 7:30 as well.
Yes, awesome, definitely. Fans, go out there to watch this tag team kick ass and take names in the ring, definitely.
Absolutely.
Tommy, do you have anything to any more questions to ask them?
Yes, one final question. I am curious about the training. How long do you train for? Is he going to the gym? You spend 2 hours at the gym, 3 hours at the gym? Because I know every sport, athletes spend a certain amount of time at the gym. So how much time do you spend at the gym? Or it varies each day?
For me, it could vary. In the business that we're in, you got to listen to your body. So if my body's aching or I got bruises or whatever, or if something's just hurting, I'm probably not going to lift as much as I want to, so I'll probably do more cardio. But I mean, we can average easily an hour to 2 hours in the gym, but that's on top of training Monday through Thursday for 4 hours in the ring.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty similar. I typically work out after training, so like 4 to 8 wrestling training, and then since like in the evening, hour and a half, I try to get in there, get out, I do fasted cardio in the morning for like 30 minutes, so I train every day. Just got to stay, I don't know, lose, stretch every day, do something every day, active.
Wow.
Yes.
You're definitely dedicated. Much good luck to y'all, and by any means necessary, be successful.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely keep grinding and, stay strong and basically dedicated. Definitely you never know, we could be seeing you with a WWE call up or All Elite Wrestling or any other major wrestling company.
Did you say it one more time? Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yes, continue to grind out there, definitely, and we'll definitely we'll see you in possibly with those major companies like WWE, All Elite Wrestling, one day up there called up for a new contract deal, just like Leo Rush and Velveteen Dream.
Absolutely. We look forward to getting there one day.
Yes. Because I remember that when I first had Velveteen Dream on his show, definitely, and he was definitely dedicated and had, you know, plans while he was at MCW, and all of a sudden you seen him on Tough Enough and the WWE contract right away along with Leo Rush, and the rest was history, basically. And this show, Wrestling F Factor, is like a good luck charm for like for independent wrestlers, and we've seen most of them end up going to the major leagues after we see them interview. Also, it's like it's just a positive, basically basically a good like a luck charm for this for wrestlers to go to step up to the majors.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, Moses and Connors, it was an honor for both of y'all to be on the Wrestling X Factor show. You can come back anytime to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, y'all.
Good night.
Yep. All right, have a good night. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Tag Team Savagery. If you want to check out this episode, it's right up at blogtalkradio.com/itfactorradio. Also on Facebook at Wrestling It Factor Radio /itfactorentertainmentradio. For Wayne Benitez and Tommy Two Chips, we're signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no pride. Chill these niggas want no pride. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whips. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this bitch is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, you're talking to the, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet, I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah Chico, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eyes, I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me every goat. Look. Hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I fire at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or nah? Is you rapping or rap? He wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the.
instead of bad guys. Yeah, chico. Yeah, chico. You're talking to the bad guys. Toothpick in your eye, boy. Don't ask why.